Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointed Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Welcome. Kakra begins an insightful prophetic series titled, Destroy Them. Today he explains why this message is prophetic. Let's join him.
I want to speak to you what I've titled a prophetic message. That's not a prophetic message. It's a prophetic message, one-time message, and I believe it's going to change your life. And the title of my message this morning is Destroy Them. That's why they destroy them. What is a prophetic message? When I say a prophetic message, I want us to read Matthew chapter 16, verse 13. We'll understand what I'm talking about. It says, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? In other words, Jesus said, what are the rumors about me in town? Asking about what are people saying about you. Sometimes people are not saying good things about you. But Jesus said, what are they saying about me? Then this was a reply. Some say you are John the Baptist. Some Elias, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Wow. So they said, well, there are rumors in town that you are Elijah. He died, but he's come back. There are rumors that you are John the Baptist. He died, he's come back. I don't know why they associated him with only dead people who have resurrected and come back to town. Then he said to them, but whom say ye that I am? Verse 15. He said, but who do you say that I am? Then Peter said, verse 16, thou art the Christ. The word Christ means the anointed one, the Son of the living God. Then Jesus said in verse 17, blessed art thou, Simon bar Jonah. Bar means son, Jonah means dove. So bar Jonah means son of the dove or son of the Holy Spirit. Because the dove is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. It says, flesh and blood has not revealed, the word is revealed, this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto you, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not be able to prevail against it. 19, he said, I will give to you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. What are these keys? Supernatural power. Because he goes on to explain, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. In other words, the things that we see naturally, they are influenced by spiritual things. So Jesus said, when things change in the heavenly realm, there will be a change in the physical realm. So in other words, the natural world is actually a manifestation of the spirit realm. Amen. So I said, a prophetic message. Well, a prophetic message is a message that comes through revelation. Because Jesus said, flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you. Now, a revelation means to receive a secret. The word revelation actually means to uncover something. But sometimes there are secrets in the realm of the spirit. And God can reveal those secrets to you. Psalm 25 verse 14 says, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. In other words, if you want to be a man of revelations, you must fear God. When you fear God, you are a candidate of revelation. Jesus said, flesh and blood has not revealed the secret. The revelation is actually secrets in the spirit realm that are made known unto you. Jeremiah 29 verse 29 says a similar thing. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things that are revealed belong to us. In other words, revelation is the revealing of God's secrets. That's what it is. Now, it can come on two levels. You can have a revelation through the word of God. In other words, you can be reading the word of God and have a revelation. I remember how I built my first house. I was reading the word of God and had a revelation. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3. It said, through wisdom is a house built. I used to think that a house was built through being employed. But I said, through wisdom. And I was a student. The day I saw that it is through wisdom, not a salary, as a student, I realized that I was a candidate for building. It changed my life. So in university first year, I started building my first house. Opened down my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. Psalm 119 verse 18. So first year, I started. I remember I asked the Lord, I don't have a plot of land, I don't work, so how can I do it? He said to me, a plot of land is one of the things that you need, but you can start from anywhere. So I asked him, what should I buy first? He said to me, buy a light switch. So I have some money in my pocket. Instead of buying yogurt or a drink, I went to town. I said, I want one light switch, one gun. I came home. I put it by my bedside. My brother asked me, what is this? I said, a light switch. What are you doing with it? I said, I'm building a house. Put your hands together for you. Said, revelation! It entered my heart. After I finished university, I was living in my own house. 3 years. But by that time, I'd finished. 7-bedroom house. I was inside. I started from first year. May revelation bring you things. It doesn't only come from the word of God. It also comes through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit reveals things to us. In Revelation chapter 2 verse 10, the Bible says, God has revealed it unto us by his Spirit. The Spirit searcheth all things. Yea, the deep or the secret things of God. Revelation. When you have revelation, two things happen. Number one, you receive the blessing of God. Jesus said to Peter, blessed art thou, Simon by Jonah. Flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you. In other words, revelation is a vehicle for blessing. I remember before we built this very auditorium, it was not part of my plans. I had not even thought about it, but I had a vision. Before the vision, I had the revelation that changed my life. In the revelation that I had, we had gone to Nigeria to attend Bible school, strangely. And the interesting thing about that vision was that, personally, I don't listen to people. Really. Maybe the past 5 years, I've heard it maybe twice or thrice. So it was a strange vision because he's not somebody that I actually listened to. But we had gone to Nigeria to attend Bible school. Cut a long story short. The vision is longer, but cut a long story short. We arrived at the Bible school. 2,000 of us who were pastors. We were in black suit, white shirt. But before we got to the Bible school, we met him in town. And out of the 2,000 pastors, he called me and prayed for me. I was the only one he prayed for. But after, we said we're going to register in the Bible. So we went. When we go to the Bible school, you mention your name and then you will be admitted into the school. So I got to my tent. Then I was asked, what is your name? I said, my name is Kakrabedin. They said to me, Kakrabedin, you have finished this school. I said, when did I attend this school and when did I finish? And they said to me, when the man of God met you in town and laid his hands on you and prayed for every course that is being taught in this school, it entered your spirit. So you know it. You have graduated. Hey! I entered the school in one day. I finished the school in a day. It's only revelation that can take you to that place. Somebody that I don't follow. Somebody that I don't have any connection with. So the vision ended. Then after about 10 years. This vision was long ago. After about 10, 12 years. He came to Ghana. But because he's not somebody I listen to or follow, I had no plan of attending the conference. So I was in my house asleep. And they were having a pastor's conference at the National Theater. And a friend of mine, he told me that as he was chatting with him because he's his friend at the National Theater. And he said to me, through his conversation, somehow he mentioned my name. And when he mentioned my name, the man of God said, that man that you mentioned his name, call him for me. I want to see him. So he called me. He said, Bishop Kaka, where are you? I said, I'm asleep. He said, are you coming for the conference? I said, no, I'm sleeping. Well, you see, if God calls you, even when you're in the wilderness, they'll come for you. I said, even in the wilderness, they'll do what? They will come for you. May God send. sent for you from the wilderness. So I got up, had my bag quickly. I'm talking about revelation, the power of revelation through the Spirit. I went quickly. I went to the place. When I went, he was sitting there. He was waiting for me. He said, "Is this the man?" He said, "Yeah." They come and sit by me. I sat by him. They tell me about yourself. So we spoke. When I finished, he said, "I want to pray for you. The Lord says I should pray for you." So he laid hands and he prayed. I was the only person he prayed for. He prayed and prayed and prayed. And after, he said to me, "Follow me, you'll sit behind me. We are going to a pastor's conference." We entered the pastor's conference. We sat down. There were 2,000 pastors. I was sitting behind him. I was the only one he prayed for. Revelation. Until you become a candidate of revelation, you don't receive blessing. Then I had a dream after that prayer. In the dream, I saw people holding cocoa sack. And the Lord said to me, "The new auditorium I'm going to build, the money has arrived." Put your hands together for Jesus. The money has what? Arrived. That's why this place was built in 22 months, foundation to finish. Started from 200 people. No money from anywhere. Everything from here. You see, our revelation brings what? A blessing of God. May you receive a revelation. Solomon did not become the richest man by studying finance. He had the vision. Number two, it releases the power of God. If you want to see miracles, signs, and wonder, revelation is the doorway. It's the key. That's why Jesus told Peter, "This revelation that you have has given you keys to power."
Thanks for joining us. Today, Kakwa explained that this message is prophetic because it came by revelation.
So you want to pray this prayer after me? You want to really give your life to Jesus? Be serious. Pray this prayer after me. Say, "Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Wash me with your blood. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen."
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says that, "Dear Pastor, I ask you to pray for me concerning my job, that I will be retained in my job since they were laying people off. You pray for me and ask God to be gracious to me and for me to find favor. Thanks be to God, I have been retained at my workplace and I want to thank the Lord." Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's thank Him.
Christmas is a season of joy, love, and giving. Celebrate this Christmas season by giving your family and friends a gift that will last a lifetime. Uplift them and equip them to face the coming year with faith, hope, and joy. Do it in a special way with these wonderful books by Kakwa Baden. The invitation will help them discover their earthly and spiritual assignment. Cryptocurrency will put money in their pockets, and energy drink will recharge their whole being with the power of God's Word. For a limited time only, grab all three books for 120 CDs or two for 90 with free delivery within all 16 regional capitals in Ghana, plus a free full-length audio message of your choice. For our international customers, we've got you covered. Get all three books for $30 or two for $18.99 with free delivery, plus a free full-length audio message of your choice. Still, for this festive season, buy any three or more full-length audio messages and get up to 20% off your purchase with instant delivery to your mobile devices. Each audio message will come with a special Christmas prayer by Kakwa Baden for your loved ones. Order by email at info@kakwabaden.org. Order on WhatsApp by sending promo to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. Or feel free to call us on +233 24921 7272. That's +233 24921 7272. Don't wait. Take advantage of this awesome offer and get your gifts delivered just in time for Christmas. This offer is valid from the 1st to the 22nd of December 2023. Remember, terms and conditions apply. Make this Christmas Christmas Truly Special with Kakwa Baden, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message or order books through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakwabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you.